Welcome to This Fringy Life, a daily series of podcasts interviewing performers at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. From September 9th through 20th, a podcast will appear daily at vancouverfringe.com, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, on the web and via podcast.
This is Brenda Gruno on CITR and interviewing David Jordan, the executive director of the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. David, this is the 25th anniversary. Congratulations. And every organization has its myths and stories. Is there one in particular over the years that that stands out in your mind?
For me, one of my fringe myths doesn't come from Vancouver. Comes from Montreal, which is where I was living when I first started going to fringe festivals. I went to see this show in the middle of the afternoon, and there were two of us in the audience, and I think it was one of the most beautiful shows I've ever seen in my life. And afterwards, there I was, and the tears in my eye, and I turned and I looked at the guy next to me, and he was just like, eh. So for me, that's kind of what fringe is. It's, you know, something for everyone.
So I was reading the program and it mentioned drag bingo. Do you know anything about this drag bingo that one time existed?
I think they just did bingo in drag. Yeah, it was a fundraiser.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah. I think you should do it again. Many internationals come to perform the Canadian Fringe Circuit. What's so special about the Fringe in Canada?
It's really unique around the world because we have four guiding principles that everyone adheres to, and one of them is that the shows are unjuried. So you have fringe festivals in like New York City, and they pick the act, and we don't. We pull them out of a hat, or we do it on a first-come, first-served. So it gives everyone a really equal chance at performing. So that's the first one. Second one is that we give them 100% of the regular box office revenues so they can actually make a go at it. So we're quite famous in the world for doing that, and so that's why people come from all around. The other one is that it's accessible to audiences, so we keep the ticket prices low. I said four, but I think it's three. Yeah, we are unique in the world, and a lot of performers from UK and especially other Commonwealth countries, Australia. Last year we had someone from Israel, a lot of American performers as well.
Awesome. I've definitely seen some amazing international performances at the Fringe. Seeing as there were recent provincial funding cuts, and I saw you this morning at a protest outside the art gallery, can you tell us how that affects the Fringe Festival?
Apparently our funding from gaming has been restored, but we are greatly fearful of what this government's doing to the arts in British Columbia. They're going to cut arts by 81%, which will have, if they don't reverse those cuts, we'll have a permanent devastating effect on the culture of British Columbia.
Indeed. So one last question. Do you have any advice for fringers this year? Do you have any other tips like that?
Sure. Well, I would say start and end at the bar. So you go to the bar and you find out what's going on, go see a show, come back to the bar, go see a show, come back to the bar, and everything will be great.
Great. Well, thanks so much, David. It's going to be a great festival. Yeah.
Thank you.